20 people with warrants from Seattle Municipal Court got a chance Thursday to try to straighten things out without being arrested. The story from KUOW's Patricia Murphy.
At the Yesler Community Center in Seattle, about a dozen public defenders and municipal court employees are tapping away at laptops set up on card tables. A young man sits across from a public defender. He's just had his warrant dismissed. He has a court date, but no longer fears he'll be arrested. This event is deliberately non-threatening, according to Seattle Municipal Court Chief Clerk Josh Sattler. There are no police here, he says. We just want them to come in.
So we can go over their options, let them know how they can easily resolve these matters if possible, and also connect them with a public defender and a lot of the other services that the court provides.
Having a warrant, even for a misdemeanor crime, can prevent employment and housing. It's also likely to result in an arrest and some jail time.
If you can come in and do this without an arrest on your own terms, get a court date, know about it in advance, it's a lot less disruption to your life than to be picked up by the police.
There are more than 9,400 active municipal court warrants, mostly for things like theft and criminal trespass. Sattler says often these cases won't result in jail time unless someone fails to appear. And that can happen for a lot of reasons. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they're just afraid. Sattler says this partnership event between the court, Seattle police, the prosecutor's office, and public defenders can be a first step. And if it goes well, they'll plan to do it again. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.